Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joe Cleary's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, I'm broadcasting again this week for the 12th year in a row at the Insperity Invitational Golf Tournament, the Champions Tour Golf Tournament. And one of the great benefits of being part of this event all these years, I get to meet some of the best people on the planet. And one of the guys that I included in that list is Joe Cleary. Joe and I have gotten to know each other over the years, and he's been joining me on my show. It's just kind of a standard thing now when I broadcast that Joe joins me on the show to talk to us about his small business, the small business that he went to work for and then became one of the owners, and now is in the process of down the road of passing it along. It's been a great American success story, and he's also a great American. Joe Cleary, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. Thank you so much.
Good to have you here. Now you're out on the course right now. You're out with it and getting your guys off, your teams off for the pro-am, right? That's going on right now.
Yes, we have six groups of clients out today that are including and some of my our vice presidents, our CFO, are all playing with the clients, and I get to drive around in a cart and make sure that they're all happy, and I get to harass them all.
So this is what a golf tournament, a pro golf tournament, is about, isn't it? It's about bringing people together and having a good time, customer appreciation. And all part of it is all rolling up to helping the local charities, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the greatest part of it all is that the tournament does provide great funding for many, many local charities, and it's just a blessing that this tournament has been run the way it's been run, and with ProLinx and Insperity. They've just done such a fabulous job.
Right.
To become the most popular Champions Tour stop on the Champions Tour.
The pros really love it. They talk about it all the time. Yeah.
But your company
is part of this success too, Joe, because you guys have been great supporters and contributors and partners. I know with the Insperity, with the ProLinx, Brian Noggle's group. And so I want to congratulate you on that too. Talk to us a little bit about where the construction industry is these days.
Well, the construction industry is still very white hot. If you remember, I used that term.
And let me make sure folks. Joe is in the commercial construction, commercial buildings, including high rises, all over the country. Go ahead, Joe.
So it's still white hot, Jim. But the pipeline, the backlog that we have, is beginning to narrow. The number of new starts is slowing down, and the $55 oil and $3 gas is one of the main reasons for that in the Central Texas area and the Houston area.
Mm-hmm.
However, the inverse of that is that $2.25 at the pump, and $3 gas, natural gas, fuels the economy for the entire nation, and so
right.
There's more discretionary spending available. And so
right.
we're seeing the results of that in other places like San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
where we're doing a lot of hospitality work, Washington D.C. where we're doing hospitality work,
hotels and things like that.
Hotels. Hotels, that's what I mean by hospitality.
Reverse. Mm-hmm.
So the construction business is still booming. However, looking out 12 to 18 months, it's going to slow down radically. The commercial side will slow down radically in Houston for a breather that we all need. Um, the, prices have gone through the roof. The quality of work in place by our subcontractors a little suspect, and so we need a little bit of a breather to catch up and make sure that we're able to deliver all the services in an excellent format, rather than not that we're not, but we want to make sure that we can stay on an excellent tack.
Right. How many was it the Anadarko building? That was your one of the buildings you built here in the Woodlands recently?
Yes, we just finished the second tower. It's called the Hackett Tower, 600,000 square feet, and it's a 32 story building.
Wow. And it's a beautiful building too. So so what do you see, but are you in other parts of the country? You do some DC construction, and what do you see? Because that's kind of an artificial economy too, isn't it?
It is, but what we're seeing right now is the result of the sequester here 4 years ago, 5 years ago, where spending was just shut down effectively, with the exception of some of the necessary items, but that's beginning to loosen up a little bit. And so we're seeing some new commercial activity that we hadn't seen in a while in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of repurposing of old buildings in Washington, D.C.
Right.
To bring them up to technological standards of today. And
is that a proposal you guys would go after?
Absolutely. Oh yeah, we've got
really. You're not just building; you're retrofitting too.
We do. We do a lot of retrofit, Jim, and it's if you think about the when you're retrofitting a building or you're doing corporate interiors in a building, the rain doesn't affect you, the heat doesn't affect you. You're typically working in an environment, yeah. And
right.
So from a contracting perspective, there should be less risk, inherent risk in that type of construction. So. David and I made that part of our model that each one of our offices.
David's your partner.
David's my partner. Yeah, David Harvey. He's the son of the founder of the organization.
Yep, son of Mr. Harvey's son, yeah. Right?
So anyway, so we mandate that 30% of our volume be interior construction, and it helps give
wow.
us a line for our overhead. And it's been very.
So that was a stability decision, wasn't it?
Yes, and
a sustainability decision.
Swings, the construction, the economic swings we've been through in the last.
Right.
I've been doing this for 30 years.
Joe, hold on to that thought. Can you stay with me, or do you need to go?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah.
Can you? Okay, good. All right, Joe Cleary is going to be right back. I've got another question to ask him after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.